Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Natasha's Waltz, a collection from Norman and Nancy Blake and some of their friends. We heard the tune Walnut River, which has a mystical quality, which works well as an introduction to this week's program, Boo! Halloween Spooktacular. Halloween, or a shortening of All Hallows' Evening, evolved from the ancient Celtic holiday of Samhain. The day marked the conclusion of the harvest season and the beginning of winter. The holiday was used by the ancient pagans to stock up and prepare for the cold months ahead. It's also the commemoration of the Eve of All Hallows, or All Saints' Day, which celebrates the saints and martyrs who do not have specific days of their own. The seasonal transition was also believed to be a bridge to the world of the dead, who they believed would return and cause havoc, such as sickness or damaged crops. Bonfires were built to attract insects, which in turn attracted bats, and masks and costumes were worn to mimic evil spirits and appease them. Today, Halloween is mostly a holiday for children, involving costumes and trick-or-treating. This practice goes back to the Middle Ages and is related to Christmas wassailing. In the late medieval, souling was practiced by the poor on All Saints' Day, or Hallow Mass, as they would travel door-to-door hoping to receive food in return for prayers for the dead on November 2nd, All Souls' Day. We'll open the program with a particularly creepy song from Jimmy Driftwood. He had a long chain on, from Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys. It's Halloween on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One night as I lay on my pillow, moon shining bright as the dawn, I saw a man come walking. He had a long chain on. I heard his chain a-clanking. It made a mournful sound. Wheeled it around his body, dragging along on the ground. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He came up to my window. He looked at me and he said, I am so tired and hungry. Give me a bite of your bread. He didn't look like a robber. He did not look like a thief. His face was all covered up with sadness. He had a voice full of sorrow and grief. And he had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. Thank you. my kitchen. I got him a bowl full of meat. I drink in a pan of cold biscuits. That's all I had to give him to eat. Though he was tired and hungry, a bright light came over his face. He bowed his head on his bosom. He made a beautiful grace. And he had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. My chisel and hammer offered to set him free. He shook his head and said sadly, I guess we had best let it be, let it be. When he had finished his supper, he thanked me again and again. Though it's been years since I saw him, I still hear him rattle his chain. And he had a long chain. Thank you.
Saw her shape upon the beam, so The neighbors round swore to the truth of her satanic powers, that she could fly o'er land and stream and come dry shot through showers. At night 'twas said she had appeared a cat of fearsome mien. Avoid she devil they had cried to keep their spirits clean. The spectral evidence was weighed and stern the parson spoke, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, 'tis written in the book. Susanna Martin so accused spake with flaming eyes, I scorn these things.
Celebrating Halloween on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Touchstone from their recording The New Land and Susanna Martin. The lyrics were taken from transcripts of the Salem Witch Trials of 1692, and Claudine Langille was the one who put the music to them. That's on Green Linnet Records. And before that, we heard from Maggie Sanson and her recording A Traveler's Dream, and a couple of tunes for Samhain, All Hallows Eve, and The Seeker, and that's on Maggie's Music. And we let off that set with Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys. The O'Boys are Mark Schatz and Scott Nygaard, and we heard Jimmy Driftwood's classic tune, He Had a Long Chain On. That's from Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys on Sugar Hill Records. We are celebrating Halloween this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and Halloween is very much for the kids as well. Here's Ann Hills from her recording, If You Don't Watch Out, as she sings the poems of James Whitcomb Riley. Here are Nine Little Goblins on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
They all climbed up on the high board fence, nine little goblins with green glass eyes, nine little goblins that had no sense and couldn't tell coppers from cold mince pies. And they all climbed up on the fence and sat, and I asked them what they were staring at. And the first one said, as he scratched his head with a queer little arm that reached out of his ear and rasped his claws and his hair so red, this is what this little arm is for. And he scratched and he stared, and the next one said, how on earth do you scratch your head? And he laughed like a screech of a rusty hinge, laughed and laughed till his face turned black, and when he choked with a final twinge of stifling laughter, he thumped his back with a fist that grew on the end of his tail till his breath came back to his lips so pale. And the third little goblin leered round at me in the there were no lids on his eyes at all. And he clucked one eye, and he says he, "What is the style of your socks this fall?" And he clapped his hands, and I sighed to see he had hands where his feet should be. Then a bald-faced goblin, gray and grim, bowed his head, and I saw him slip his eyebrows off as I looked at him and paced them over his upper lip. And then he moaned in remorseful pain, "Oh, would I had me brows again."
Nine little goblins, green glass eyes. Nine little goblins.
And then the whole of the goblin band rocked on the fence top to and fro, and combed in a long row hand in hand, singing the songs that they used to know. Singing the songs that the grandsire sung in the goo-goo days of the goblin tongue. And ever they kept their green glass eyes fixed on me with a stony stare, till my own grew glazed with dread surmise, and my hat whooped high and my lifted hair. And I felt the heart in my breast snap too, as you've heard the lid of a snuff box do. And they sang, "You're asleep, there is no board fence, never a goblin with green glass eyes, 'tis only a vision the mind invents, after a supper of cold mince pies. And you're doomed to dream this way," they said, "and you shan't wake up till you're clean plum dead.
Shan't wake up till you're
clean plum dead."
Happening happened to me on a Halloween night quite accidentally. I was on the way home from trick and treating when a spook and I had an unusual meeting. I walked through the woods, which was dumb I might say, and suddenly there he was, blocking my way. He was tall and quite ugly, with a big toothless grin. A hand was attached where an ear should have been. As I looked at him closely, I saw out of place just one great big eye in the middle of his face.
And this one big eye just blinked.
His nose was so long, it hung down to his chest. There were 6 jagged ribs sticking out of his vest. His legs were just bones, and I counted 3, with a big chain secured to each one at the knee.
And his one big eye just blinked.
He gave a low moan as he rattled his chains, and I felt the blood turn to ice in my veins. My hair stood on end as I felt my legs sag. There was nothing to do but to give him my bag.
And his one big eye just blinked.
He reached in the bag and started to eat. Not the candy, nor apples, nor anything sweet. He just ate the paper and a lollipop stick. I thought to myself, he'll surely be sick. He wiped off his chin with a dirty old rag, then tore into pieces and ate up the bag.
And his one big eye just blinked.
Suddenly, purple light lit up the place, and then he was gone without leaving a trace. But I'm sure that I saw, though the light wasn't clear, in his very large eye was a very large tear.
And the big sad eye just blinked.
Now that I'm older, not given to fright, I still think about him each Halloween night. That tall, ugly thing with the big toothless grin and the one hand attached where an ear should have been. I feel sort of sad to remember that I saw the very large tear in his very large eye.
And the large, sad eye just blinked.
Thank you.
off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Well, the bears aren't green up in Greenland, they got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just like those newborn babies in the South Sea tropic zones, it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1545. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. We'll be right back. We're celebrating Halloween on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Norman and Nancy Blake from their recording Natasha's Waltz and Jeff Davis. That's one of our theme tunes for this week. That's on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard from Elixir, that really fine dance band, and Dance Around in Your Bones, along with La Belle Gaspé, as well, a great French-Canadian dance tune. Elixir from their recording Supertonic on their own record label. And before that, if you grew up when I did in the 50s and the 60s, you might remember those little golden records that you'd buy at the market. My mom would always buy me one. And a whole series of different holiday recordings. Well, that was from the Halloween edition of those original golden records. We heard A Weird Happening from Golden Records' Halloween Spirit. And before that, we heard from Ann Hills, along with Cindy Mangson and Priscilla Herdman, and Nine Little Goblins from If You Don't Watch Out. Ann Hills sings the poems of James Whitcomb Riley. That's on Collective Works Records. We're going to finish up this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine with a suite of tunes for Halloween. Here's Archie Fisher and his classic tune, Witch of the Westmorelands, from The Man with a Rhyme. Archie Fisher on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Pale was the wounded knight that bore the rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and clear will never clean your wound. There's none but the maid of the winding mead can mock thee hale and soon. So course well my brindled hounds and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as grey as the west water or as white as the lily fair, who said green moss and heather bands will never staunch in the flood. There's none but the witch of the West Midlands can save thy dear life's blood. So turn your stallion's head till his reddening flies in the wind. And the rider, oh, the moon gaze by and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the pale moon when its shadow passed him by. And below the hill was the brightest star when he heard the hooded cry, saying, why do you ride this way? And wherefore come ye here? I seek no witch of the West Midlands that dwells by the winding mere. Then fly free or get grey hawk to gather the golden rod, and face your horse into the clouds above yon giggling wood. And it's weary by us water, and the misty break fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkston Pass the winding water lay. He said, lie down, my brindled hounds, and rest my good grey hawk. And thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when ye hear my horn, and answer swift in the call, for I fear ere the sun shall arise this morn, you may serve me best of all. And down to the water's brim is a borne rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And what rose she from the lake, and a fast and fleet gait she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet black mare's body. And loud along and shrill he blew, and a steed was by his side. High overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, a course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare, stoop and strike my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray sheath thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield. For I see by the briny blood that flows, you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She's kissed his pale lips aims, and twice and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with a golden rod. Full fast in her arms he lay, and he has risen hail, and soon with the sun high in the day, she said, ride with your Brindle towns at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand, there's nane can harm a knight was lain with a witch of the West Midland.
What will they do when my poor body's gone? A meal for the crows in the cruel midday sun. The pain doesn't scare me, I've had pain before. Whiskey on the day that I die. My wife shouldn't worry, after I'm gone. sure to pay for all I done wrong. My children are many and strangers to me. No one to mourn me and nothing to leave.
Suppose you met a witch, all willow-gnarled and whiskered, head to toe. I saw one, once, at twilight time, under the willows where the river banks, skimming the wool-white meadow mist astride her broom beach. I kept my silence, thinking not to be seen, but then, as she flew past, with a sudden twist and flick of her stick, she pitched me in. Head over heels, splash in the scummy water, up to my chin. Yet there are witless folk still say they don't exist. But suppose you met a witch, up in that murky waste of wood where you play your hide and seek. Suppose she pounced out from a bush, she touched you, she clutched you. What would you do? No use in struggling in vain to pinch and pull. She's pinned you down, pitched you into her sack, and drawn tight the noose. What would you do? Well, they learned it long ago. Two children, Roland and Miranda, clapped in the witch's sack. He was a brave and clever lad, as musical as a lark. In the dark of the jolting sack, he sang. She was quick in all she did, a nimble wit, her brain as busy as a hive of bees at honey time. And Grimblegrum, that was the witch's name. She threw that sack across her back and jogged them home. This was the usual sort, a candy villa with walls of gingerbread, porch and pillar of barley sugar. She kicked the gate and the licorice-beaded door, undid the sack strings and tipped them out onto the glassy, glacier-minted floor. As Roland fell, his boots struck the crystal paving stones and chipped them. Like an angry rocket, she launched at him. Miranda sprang for the magic wand and pinched it from her pocket. Tip-tap, O house of cake, be a cloud-reflecting lake, with me and Roland each a swan, gracefully afloat thereon, and deeper than e'er a plummet sounded, Grimblegrum, the witch, be drowned! 'Twas done. Look there, do you see two swans gliding serene and cool upon that heaven-painted pool? Over blue skies, over floating clouds that shine like snow-white fleeces? Sudden, in bursts of bubbles, the witch popped up and shivered the clouds to pieces.
I'll gobble you yet,
she gulped. But all she gobbled was water, as with windmill arms she lashed and thrashed at them. No swimmer, she would have sunk like a boulder below, had not a felon crow, black-hearted as its feathers, swooping, dipping, hoisted her by the belt and bore her, boggy, droopy, dripping, home. She'll follow us. No time to lose. Quick, we must fly, Miranda cried. Heavily they rose. Far over field and forest, with whining wing, all the night through, till dawn of day they flew. Meanwhile, the Grimble Witch, now dry, had put on her 7-league boots, and, do or die, 7 miles at a step, came galloping, gulping,
"Gobble you yet! I'll gobble you yet!"
The swans heard her cackle and a thudding where she stepped. Down by a screen of trees they swept, down by the lonely roadside, out of view. "I'll change myself to a rose of crimson hue, set in a prickly hedge," Miranda said, "and Roland, as for you, you'll be the piper, and the magic wand, your flute." Not a second too soon, for the witch's boot touched ground beside them, and she croaked,
"Oh, glorious, glorious rose, I have sought thee from afar. How I wonder what you are. You may mock me from on high, but I'm the spider, you're the fly."
And then she gaped at that glorious and goriest of roses, with the greediest of eyes and the nosiest of noses. Again she spoke,
"Good piper, that rose would look so dainty if I stuck it in my cloak. May I pluck it?"
"Good lady, you may, and I'll play for you the while." And Roland smiled, for his was a magic flute, each golden note entrancing. None could listen without dancing. 1 note 1, she spun like a top. 2 notes 2, she hopped and couldn't stop. 3 notes 3, and into that thorny, thistly tree with a hop, skip, and a jump went she. "Tootle toot," sang the flute, and up went her boot, and down again soon to the tan-tivy tune. Every thorn and twig did dance to the jig, while the witch, willy-nilly, each prickle and pin as it skewered her in, was driving her silly.
"Hi-ho!" shrieked she, "and tickle me thistle, and prickle me dee!"
And battered she was as she trotted and tripped, and her clothes were all torn and tattered and ripped, till at last, all mingled and mangled, her right leg entangled, her left leg right angled, firm as a prisoner, pinned to the mast, she stuck fast. Silence. Not a sound, as Roland wiped the sweat from his brow, then gently with the pipe touched the rose. Out leapt Miranda to the ground. Hand in hand, chuckling through the wildwood, away on home they ran. Later, that same evening, a cowman, passing by, paused by a roadside bush to cut a switch, heard a cry, and, turning, saw in a hedge nearby a prickly witch, who yelled and screamed and hissed at him and spat. To which he replied, "Tip and tap, the truth is known to every stream and leaf and stone. And if released, you must fly home, or twisted in that hedge you'll stay, beyond forever and a day." And when she'd agreed, he doffed his hat, and away she flew. And that was that.
Bang a million, turn right, dillum down, dillum oh. Bang a million, turn right, dillum down. Oh, bang a million, turn right, sword and pistol by your side. Could be key, killy, killy, come, killy, go, come. There lived a wild boar in the wood, dillum down, dillum oh. Lived a wild boar in the wood, dillum down. His wooden knife, Dillum down, Dillum oh. Bangum took his wooden knife, Dillum down. Oh, Bangum took his wooden knife, swore by God he'd take its life. Gooby key, killy killy come, killy go. Come.
Behind us, we have the fiddle of Pete Sutherland from his recording A Clayfoot's Tale and A Devil's Tune, a Norwegian hard-angle fiddle tune that's on Epact Music, A Clayfoot's Tale from Pete Sutherland. And before that, on this Halloween program, we heard from Raina Gellert's recording Old Light and a cautionary tale called Old Bang'em that's on Story Sound Records. And before that, a story from Mustard's Retreat and their recording A Good Place to Be. Suppose You Met a Witch, and that's on Yellow Room Records from Mustard's Retreat. And before that, from Michael Jerome Brown and his recording The Road is Dark. Graveyard Blues is described as an unrepentant ne'er-do-well with gored banjo considers his mortality. That's on Borealis Records from Michael Jerome Brown. And before that, from Joel Mavis, his recording Pepper's Ghost and Other Banjo Visitations. And we heard the title track, Pepper's Ghost, which is actually an old-time stage illusion in which things appear and disappear as the lighting is manipulated. That's on Fossil Records. And we let off that set with Archie Fisher from The Man with a Rhyme and The Witch of the Westmorelands. That's on Folk Legacy CDs. Hope you've enjoyed our Halloween spooktacular. You have a very safe Halloween season. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1545.
All over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a...